The Mishnah Daf Beis cites Machlokes Beisilah Beis Shammai regarding the shear of Chametz BePesach, whether it's considered to be BeKazayis or whether it is BeKosevis. The Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis is quite surprised. Is that really true? That there is a Shita Beis Shammai that says the shear of Chametz is a Koseves? Achila B'Chol HaTorah Kula obviously is always a Kazayis. Whenever the Torah tells us one must eat, one is not allowed to eat, the shear, of course, is a shear of kazayis. That's a shear in ma'isa achila. If a person makes a shvur shlo ochal, the shear is a kazayis. If a person makes a neder forbidding a cheftza and doesn't use the word achila, kon like kikar zeh, the shear is not a kazayis. Achila, by definition, always means a kazayis. So how is it possible for anyone to maintain that the shear of chametz pesach would be a koseves? So the Gemara answers that yes, that of course Beis Shammai agrees that this Rav Achilas Chametz is B'Kazayis. That certainly is not subject to dispute. But you know what? When it comes to Chametz, there's not only Nisra of Achila, there's Nisra of Ba'iram Ba'imatzeh, and that is the Machlokes in Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What is the shear when it comes to Ba'iram Ba'imatzeh? Is that a Kazayis, or is that a larger shear of Kosevis? So no doubt that raises fundamental issues. One issue, of course, is the relationship between the Isser of Bayram Baimatzeh and the Isser Achila. It sounds so surprising. According to Beis Shammai, there is chametz that if you eat it, a kazayis of chametz, you're chayiv kares, but there's no Isser of Bayram Baimatzeh to own that chametz. Seemingly, these are completely independent Isserim. As opposed to arguing that what do you mean? What's driving the Isra of Bayram Baimatzeh is a siyag atu achila. You can't eat, and therefore the Torah says, don't possess. That would not really work, according to Beis Shammai Shita, that argues that lesman depaling the Isra achila is bekazayis, and yet a large issue when it comes to Bayura and Baimatzeh. But that's what the Gemara suggests, achila, no machlokes at all, and the Isra is what about when it comes to the possession of chametz itself. But another fundamental issue. If they're arguing about achila, I understand. Achila is kares. Achila is chatos. If there's hasra, there's malkos. I understand. How much do you have to eat in order to subject yourself to those onshin? You know what the answer is? A kazayis or a koseves. No, the Gemara says achila is the kazayis. The machlokis is Bayram Baimatzeh. How much chametz do you have to possess in order to do what? To violate the isurim of Bayram Baimatzeh? To get malkos for Bayram Baimatzeh? The difficulty, of course, is as follows. Is there malkos for Bayram Baimatzeh? And is it mutl chatchila to have the smallest amount of chametz? Let's put together two possibilities. Now, number one is there is a Gemara in Yomadaf Ayin Dalet that tells us that Chatzi shir is asim in HaTorah. And that's what the Rambam writes, Aleph Gimel, when it comes to Chametz HaPesach. Chatzi shir is forbidden. Chatzi shir is forbidden. Which means, at least when it comes to Achila, I can't even have the smallest amount. And what happens, for example, if dealing with a full shir, I'm going to violate Bayram Baimatzeh. Is there Malkus for Bayram Baimatzeh? Poshim Shat, the answer is absolutely not. That's clear. That's clear in the Gemara. That there should not be malkus for Bayram Baimatzeh. When you put the two together, you know, how do you understand our sugya? On the one hand, there is no onish when it comes to Bayram Baimatzeh, so there's no onish of malkus, and therefore, you don't require a shear for the onish, there is no onish, but you're not allowed to possess even the smallest amount because chatzi shear is asim in HaTorah, so possession from the smallest amount is asir. Possession of the largest amount is enoloke, but yet there's machlokes, beisul beishamai. What exactly is the shear? What exactly would the nafkamina indeed be? That's akasho shagasari and simen pe aleph. What would the nafkamina indeed be? I mean, everyone agrees that it's usr. This there is in lamdus, whether a person has a kazayis achametz, is he violating an isra of chatzi shear? Or is he violating Isra Bayram Baimatzeh? But Eino Chinami, there's no Malkus in either scenario. Is that really the fundamental Malkokus in our sugya between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So one had to take a step back and ask, wait, is it so obvious that there's never Malkus for Bayram Baimatzeh? If there would be Malkus, the question is solved. No? And that is, how much chametz do you have to possess in order to get Malkus, a kazayis or a kaseves? is it possible to envision Malkus? So that is a fundamental machlokus for Shammai. Because the Gemara does say, Psachim and Daf Sarihei, that there's no Malkus or Bayim. I'd say, why exactly is that true? So here you have two different girsos in the Gemara. What we have in the Gemara is because it's a lav hanita klese. A lav hanita klese. After all, just like when it comes to Gezel, there's a lav. But Beheshev is a Gzela Shor Gozel, it's a lav hanita klese. Maybe the same thing is true here as well. You violated by Rabbi Matze. Yeah, but there's an essay of Tashmisu. And maybe one could argue the essay of Tashmisu. That means that this is a lav hanita klese and eino loke. That explicitly, that's the sheet of Rashi. That's the sheet of Tosus. Rashi writes this, Psachim Rav Tzarihei. Tosus writes that on that daf. The Rasha points out that if you look in the Rashi and Tosus, it seems they didn't have that as the girsa in the Gemara. We have it as a possible girsa in the Gemara. They didn't have that, but they, on their own, there's no Malkus or Bayam Bay Matze, because it's a Laf Hanitak, Lasei. There's even a Tosus earlier in Psachim Daf Chavtes Amud Beis, the very end of the Tosus, where Tosus writes the following. Not only is Bayim by Matzah Lavanita Klese, but Tosus writes a very great Kiddush that Masha Amanas Livaro is not Chayiv. Wow, that's stunning. That's stunning. It's a question, what exactly does that mean? But Tosus seems to say the following. You possess Chametz, but it's Amanas Livaro. My mindset is to get rid of it. Tosus says, you don't violate Bayim by Matzah if it's Amanas Livaro. Wow. We usually think of a lav nitek lese that you violated the lav, but the essay undoes. It's menatek. Tosus goes a step further and says the following, that mash almanas lavaro is not chayiv. If I have chametz in my reshus that I intend to maintain, preserve, then you violate by my matzeh. But if my mindset is I am going to engage in biur, so therefore you don't violate this at all. Wow, that's even an expansion of a lav anita klase. But clearly, Rashi Shita, Tosu Shashita, wow, lav anita klase, enoloke. Maybe there's another reason. A person fails to rid their house of chametz and pesach, he violates bayram by matzeh, but isn't that a lav she'en bo maisa? By failure to rid, so now you possess chametz, a lav she'en bo maisa? And maybe one could argue there's an additional reason that there shouldn't be a chiyuv of Malkus or Bayim by Matzeh, because Lav She'en B'maisa. Where do you see this is true? This is Mufurish et Tosefta in Perek Dalet of Maseches Makos. Rabbeinu Chananel, on that daf himself, in Tzarihei, Rabbeinu Chananel is found on Tzarihei Munbeis. Rabbeinu Chananel is Mufurish. There's no Malkus and Bayim by Matzeh because it's Lav She'en B'maisa. And that is the Chiddush of the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Nechus Chametz Matzah. There's no Malkus or Bayim by Matzeh because it's a lav she'en b'maisa. So two very compelling reasons why there should not be Malkus at all. Number one, on its face, it's lav anita klase. And the other is, you did not actively violate this, sir. You did so passively. And a lav she'en b'maisa, ein lokin alav. So therefore, even b'kashir, whatever the shir would be, kazayis, koseves, there's no Malkus for the combination of reasons of nitek lase and alav she'en b'maisa. The Rambam comes up with a very, very great chiddush. When I argue that something is called alav she'en b'maisa, ein b'maisa, how do I determine whether something is yesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa? Not at all clear. A fundamental machlokus rishon. But the Rambam there in Aleph Gimel writes the following. You know what? I don't have to characterize the lav conceptually, but rather bottom line, were you active or were you passive? And the Rambam writes something stunning, that the same lav can sometimes be a lav she'esh b'maisa, and sometimes be a lav she'en b'maisa. It all depends on how you violated the lav. A person violates the lav of Bayra by Matzeh. How did that happen? Well, I'll give you a couple of possibilities. Number one is the person had a house full of chametz, and he failed to rid his house of chametz on Pesach. You know what? He violates Bar Mamatzeh. Shalom ayyadei maisa. What about another case? A person is kona chametz on Pesach. A person goes ahead and bakes challah on Pesach. You know what the Rambam writes? You violated Bar Mamatzeh actively, b'kum v'asei, not b'sheva tasa, not by failing to rid, but by causing chimutz. But being kona chametz. So you know what the Rambam writes? Malkus. The reason that there's a ptur is because of ein b'maisa, And Ein B'Maisa is only going to cover those cases where you didn't do anything at all, you were passive. But if a person will actively violate Barim by Matzeh, at Bekum V'Esei, you're going to get Malkus. And that's what the Rambam writes, Kono Chametze Pesach. Or a person causes Chimutz, he's going to get Malkus Daraisa. Oh, you know what? With that Rambam, terrific. That resolves our sugya. Beis Adav Zayin Mabeis. How can there be a machlokas atin beisila beishami? What exactly is the shir? Shiurim are relevant when it comes to onshin, onesh of malchus. You know what the Rambam writes? Well, of course. There's an onesh of malchus for Bar Yatzei. As long as you did so actively. And therefore, if you're kona chametz pesach, how much chametz do you have to be kona the pesach in order to get malchus daraisa? You know what the answer is? Either a kazayas or a kosevetz. That's our machlokas beisila beishami. But the Rambam is not at all simple. Number one, one could argue that's not true. Maybe one could argue that a lav that does not require a maisa is called a lav she'en bo maisa, by nature, by essence. And even if it so happens that you were active, we don't look at the averes agavra, but we look at the nature of the lav. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes generally. Shin Mem Dalet, the Sefer HaChinuch writes this elsewhere as well. But take a look in Shin Mem Dalet. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that this is a klal gadol that you should embrace, and that is a lav that does not require a maisa is always called a lav she'en bo maisa. Even if incidentally you happen to do something, possession of chametz does not require a maisa, and therefore it is always called a lav she'en bo maisa. In which case, even in a case of kol chametz pesa, we pointed out when in Pesachim that there's stiris in the Sefer HaChinuch. But that's the Sefer HaChinuch Shin Mem Dalet. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that a lav that does not require a maisa, that is categorically called a lav she'en bo maisa. Ein bo maisa. Number two, let's assume the Rambam is absolutely right. If I'm just dealing in the world, in the realm of ein bo maisa, it depends on the averes agavra. Was I active? Was I passive? But here there's another p'tur. It's a lav hanita klasei. And therefore, it's a lav hanitek lesei, even if a person does so actively. A person, Rachman al-Latzlan, is kona chametz ha-pesach. You know what? I'll scream at him. Tashvisu. You have to rid your house of chametz. It's a lav hanitek lesei, and therefore, there shouldn't be malchus because of nitek lesei. So even if one is going to argue that, you know what, that ein bo mais is not a categorical tour, yeah, but what happened to lav hanitek lesei? Why does the Rambam ignore that reason? The Rambam only functions, only surfaces on Yesh B'Maisa, Ein B'Maisa, and that's the study Nafkamina, indeed, that the Rambam has. If you're Kona Chametz HaPesach. See, even if you don't have the Girs in the Gemara, but why would one argue that, no, it's not true? Why would one argue that Barim Matzah is not considered to be Alav Anita Class A? I remember when we were learning these sugyas, Rav Soloveitchik told us to take a look at the Rambam, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hevilchos Tmura. Oh, this is also a chiddush of Shar HaMelech. Chametz HaMatzah, Aleph Gimel. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? There's an issur of Tamura. You know, you have a behema that has a kedusha saguf. And you know what? Zetach hazeh. I said, this should be kedush instead of this. One is not allowed to do so. Lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomir. And if a person does so, hu smarasa yeh kedush. Both animals now have the requisite kedusha. Okay. Is there Malkus? Is there Malkus on Tamura? You know what the answer is? Yes. There's Malkus on Tamura. How can there be Malkus on Tamura? Isn't that considered to be Ein bo maisa? Ein bo maisa? After all, that I didn't do a concrete act. It was Dibur. I said, you know, Zetach hazeh. Is Dibur considered to be a maisa? Not clear. Sometimes no. Dibur is not considered to be maisa. But maybe sometimes yes. Maybe Dibur sometimes can be called a maisa. Maybe one could argue the Tosos and Shuas. If you have a Dibur de Ka'ovid maisa, you have a Dibur that creates a chalos, that's considered to be yesh bo maisa. Wow. So maybe one could argue in a case of Tmura, it's not just an Isser Dibur. If I make a shvua that yesterday I did not eat, and that's a shvua sheker, that's ein bo maisa. Here, it's true, there's an expression, there's a dibur, zetach hazeh, but the dibur manifests itself. Dekovid Maisa, it creates a chalos hekdish. In such a case, Tosfos writes, I wouldn't call that dibur. Dibur means mekalel. Dibur means the shvoshekel the shavar. Dibur does not mean Tosfos writes dibur Dekovid Maisa. The Rambam seems to disagree, because the Rambam Nochos Tmura writes, ooh, there's a chiddush of Tmura, that you get Malkus Daraisa, even though it's only an Isser Dibur. Even though it's only Dibur. And even though Kol Lav She'in L'Maisa Ein Lokin Lav, there are a few exceptions. Nishpa, Meimar, Mekalas Taver HaBashem. The three exceptions. The Rambam writes, Tmura is an exception. Tmura is Yotzim and Aklal, that despite the fact that it's a Lav She'in L'Maisa Lokin Lav, against Tosas, where Tosa says, Tmur is not an exception, because that's not a Nisr Dibor, that's a Dibor, Dekavi Maisa. So there is Malkus Daraisa when it comes to Tmur, even though it's only Dibor, either because, ooh, that's an exception, or not really an exception, but that's a form of Dibor, creates a Chalos, a Dibor, Dekavi Maisa. Good. Now the Rambam is bothered by the following. Okay. But isn't there another Ptur for Tmura? Isn't there another Ptur of Tmura? Why not argue that, forget about Maisa in Maisa. Isn't it a Lav Hanita Klesa? Because, after all, if one does so, you violate the Lav, Lo Yachafel Yomer, who's Smras Yekodesh? The Rambam writes that's Nita Klesa. So therefore, even if you're going to tell me that it's Yesh Maisa, because it's called a Dibur Takavid Maisa, or even if you tell me this is an exception to the rule of an Isser Dibur Enokin Alav, but there's another Ptur. There's another Ptur. There's the Ptur of Nita Klas A. So the Rambam writes a stunning teretz. The Rambam has two terutzim. One of the terutzim the Rambam writes is something which is stunning. Wait a second. When it comes to Tmura, there are two Yisurim. Lo yachli fenov lo yomir. Lo yachli fenov lo yomir. They're two love. If you're going to say a person is not Chayiv Malkus at all, whoa, Mufurish and Rambam, you have to have a double Ptur. If there are two lavim, and you're going to tell me that ain't a loke klal, so in such a case, you're going to have to come up with two very good reasons why indeed that's possible. Wow, that's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. So the Rambam writes the following. You're right. That tmura is a lavanita klase. So that will exempt one set of malchus. But you have remainder. You have a carryover. You have a balance. You have a balance of an additional love. For that, you have to come on to another psur. What would that other psur be? Ein b'maisa. You know what? I wouldn't call this ein b'maisa, either because this is an exception to ein b'maisa, or maybe this is a dibur dekavid maisa. Wow, that's the Rambam's finish. But you know what? If you have two lavim, nitek lesse can only exempt one. But you have a balance, you have a remainder, you have a carryover of a second love. That's mefurish in the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura. Oh, that's something which is stunning. No? The Rambam doesn't state explicitly the parallel, but what about Bayram Bay Matzeh? Bayram Matzeh, you have two different lavim. You have Bayram Matzeh. The kasha is, isn't this Nitek Lese? Maybe the answer is absolutely. It is Nitek Lese. But you still have remainder. You still have a second lav that you have to deal with. What's the tour of the second lav? You know what the answer is? For that, you have to come on to Ein Bamaisa. That second tour of Ein Bamaisa is going to be limited. That's only going to apply if it really is B'Shev Al Ta'aseh, not if it's active, the Kum Esay. And therefore, if a person is Kona Chametz HaPesah, or a person causes Chimutz, he will now get Malkus. How many Malkus? One set of Malkus. Not two, but one set of Malkus. That would be the Chiddush in the Rambam. When the Shagasari mentions this, that's an earlier Shagasari, Simen Ayin Ches, Shagasara writes, it's very meduyak, because the Rambam writes, loke means one set of malchus. If it would really be that you get two sets of malchus, the Rambam would not say loke, the Rambam would say loke shtayim. So Shagasara writes, when the Rambam says loke, if you're konach hametz pesach, it means one set of malchus. Why only one set of malchus? The answer is, one is exempted from the scratch, because it's lavanita klesei. The second, you have to come on to ein b'maisa. And therefore, if you're Kona Chametz HaPesach or Koz Chimutz, so in such a case, you'll get one set of Malkus. Wow. Kesem Mishnah also writes in that Rambam, Alav Gimel. One set of Malkus. But the Kesem Mishnah writes a very, very different reason. And not because of this whole Lamdus, two different Yisurim, The Kesef Mishnah writes this simply. The Shnei Yisrim Inyan Echad. Keifa Halavim. Keifa Halavim. When the Torah repeats Yisurim, it doesn't always mean that there's a separate onesh. A separate onesh. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes, a Hiddush. So the Torah says, as Yisur Bayram Bayimatze, the two Yisurim are sufficiently related that they don't generate independent Chiyuv HaMalkos. Wow. So in principle, that's not true. Shagasari, you know, in principle, yes, you'd be a candidate for two sets of Malkos, but one is exempted through Nita Klase, the other is exempted at times because of Enva Maisa. That would be a fascinating deal. If you look in the Marshal has a Pirush on the Smag. Marshal is Mufurish, Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches. Two sets of Malkos. If a person would violate Bayru Amatzah actively, Lokeshtayim. Two sets of Malkos against this Lumpus. Oh, but maybe that would be an incredible possibility then, that Lavanita Klesu will exempt one. The second requires Yesh Bamaisa, Ein Bamaisa. And therefore, if you're Konav Chametz HaPesach, there is indeed Malkos. Wow. And if there is Malkos, that's the Machlokos. Beis Avei Shammai. Beis Adav Zayin. What exactly is a Shear? Is it a Kazayus or is considered to be a Koseves? Maybe one could argue that the reason the Rambam does not mention anything about Nita Klase is not because of this Lumdus of Shagasari, the Lumdus of Shara Melech, the parallel of Slavichik pointed out to Tamura. No, but maybe it's not the Lava Nita Klase. It's not the Lava Nita Klase. Why would Barabatse not be a Lava Nita Klase? A person who goes ahead and violates Barim by Matzah. I'm going to turn to that person and scream, get rid of it. There's an essay of Tashbisa. Is it so obvious that means it's a lav anita klesei? Let me give you an example. Or Ramban, Makas Daf Yotes. Ramban writes the following. A person is Tameh, and he positions himself in the Mikdash. In a Siddharaisa. Get out. Loke. The person will say, okay, loke. Can I stay here? Stay, but you shalchem namachana. Get out. The Ramban writes here, is that a lav nita klase? A person is show up b'mikdash betuma, and there's an essay, v'yishalchem namachana. Oh, so it's a lav nita klase. You know what the Ramban writes? The fascinating Yiddish. Of course v'yishalchem namachana. Because if you stay, you're going to continue to violate the Isser of Tumba Mikdash. But there's no indication, the Ramban writes, that by leaving, somehow you have undone the Isser that you violated. Is it necessary in the Kana Lahaba to address the fact that a person is Tumba Mikdash? Absolutely yes. And therefore the Torah screams, Vayishach Ben Machane. Is it the case that by leaving the Machane, somehow I have undone, I have been menatek, I've rectified the fact that I violated these Yisurim. Maybe that Veishach Menach has let me come upon, I'm afraid, but that's a Chiddush the Ramban. Let me ask you the following question. Of course, if a person has Chametz and Pesach, there's a Chiv of Tashbis. But maybe I'll tell you the following. Because if you don't get rid of your Chametz, guess what? You're going to continue to violate Bar Matzeh. But is there any indication by engaging in Biur Chametz that you have rectified anything in the past? And therefore, maybe that's not called Lavanita Klase. In a case of Gezel, when I say Veheshiv es HaGzilah Shogazel, it doesn't just simply mean that Mikana Lahabal, you'll no longer continue to violate any elements of Gzelah because you return the Chayfetz. It means the Mitzvahs Hashava is menatek the lav. Is it so obvious that's true when it comes to Bayram by Matzeh? That somehow I am readdressing the past as opposed to just simply, you know what, projecting to the future that you better go ahead and get rid of the chametz because otherwise you'll continue to do so. There is, however, Rabbi Kiveh is the father. Wait a second. A person has Chametz and Pesach, And I'm going to tell him, you know what? There's a chiv of tashbisu. You have to get and rid your house of it. Clearly. How is that exactly done? Oh, Rabbi Kveger writes, Rabbi Hirushi is in your chametz al b'sreif. In your chametz al b'sreif. You have to burn it. Can I get rid of it in other ways? No. In your chametz al b'sreif. And if you don't engage in sreifa, insufficient. No, Rabbi Kveger writes, insufficient for what? No? Mikan l'haba. You know, I have chametz on Pesach, and I say you have to do tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda says that means you have to burn it. No, I don't want to create a whole fire. You know what? I'm going to douse it with bleach, and it's all going to be nifsa me'achilas kelev. You know what? Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that's not enough. Not enough to do what? Not enough to continue to violate by Rabbi Matzeh. I'm going to continue to violate by Rabbi Matzeh with the chametz, which is nifsa me'achilas kelev? Obviously not. What do you mean not enough? Rabbi Kveger is not enough to Beeman not take the love. Not enough to uproot the Bar Matzeh. Rabbi Kveger writes, at least according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein Bir Chametz al B'Sreifa, you see that Tashbisu is not just simply a method, a mechanism of avoiding future Bar Matzeh, but it has to be Min not take, because no one's going to argue that you're violating future Yisurim if the Chametz is pulverized and doesn't exist, and it's Nifsal. If I say it's not enough to do what? Not enough to uproot, to undo. Timenaptics, Rabbi Kveger points out, that according to Rabbi, that's true. Ooh, but maybe not true according to the Chachamim that maintain that Hashpas is Bechol Davar. Maybe one could argue, you know why Hashpas is Bechol Davar? Because do whatever you have to do to avoid Bar Rabbi Matzeh. So that will be sufficient. Bechol Davar doesn't require Sreifa. Rabbi Kveger writes, whoa, that Chiddush, that maybe this is very relevant to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in terms of how indeed that's fulfilled. In fact, coming from a very different angle, Rabbi Chaim points out, Aleph Gimel and Chametz Matzah, that maybe whether Bar Bai Matzah is Alav HaNitek L'Esei is dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Whether Bir Chametz is Bechol Davar, or whether Bir Chametz is only B'Sreifa. If you hold Ein Bir Chametz al B'Sreifa, then one could argue that Bar Rabbi Matzeh Lav Anitek L'Esei. But Reb Chaim maintains, if you hold, no, that Tashbisu is Bechol Davar, then it is not the Lav Anitek L'Esei. Why would that be? I understand there's a detailed machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how you have to get rid of the chametz. But everybody agrees you have to get rid of the chametz. Why should I argue that whether it's a lav hanitek l'esei or not is dependent, it's a function of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Why should that be true? So Rabbi Chaim writes an amazing chakira. The Minchas Chinuch has a similar chakira in mitzvah tes, but completely against Rabbi Chaim. But Rabbi Chaim maintains the following. When the Torah tells me tashbisu, how do you understand tashbisu? Is tashbisu an iser essay? An iser essay akarkafta de gavra? Or is it a kiyum essay bechefza? That's what Rabbi Chaim raises. Rabbi Chaim writes the following chiddush. You know why the Chachamim say that hashbas is b'chol davar? Because Tashbisu is an Isser Esei. If you possess Chametz on Pesach, terrible. You're not only violating a Lav HaBayira, you're also violating a Lav HaBayimatzeh, and you're also violating an Isser of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is an Isser Esei. You're not allowed to have Chametz in your Rishus. You have to get rid of your Chametz. Tashbisu is an Isser Esei. Sometimes you have an Isser Esei. The sugi we discussed, Beis and Daf Hey, an essay dash lama, an Isser essay. If it's an Isser essay, don't possess chametz. Makes perfect sense. Reb Chaim argues that, you know what? Hashbas is b'chol davar. Do not possess chametz. So you know what? If I get rid of it in any shape or form, I will no longer violate the Isser of Bayra, of Bayimatzeh, of Tashbisu. When Rabbi Yehuda says, No, that's not enough. You know what you see according to Rabbi Yehuda? The tashbis was not just an iser esay, that one is not allowed to possess chametz and therefore rid your house of chametz in order to see to it that you don't possess, but it must be a kiyum esay bechefza, like sreifas nosar, a kiyum esay bechefza. And therefore, even if you get rid of it in other ways, you're not mikayim the esay of tashbisu. It's a kiyum esay bechefza. Ooh. Then Rabbi Chaim adds the following. In order to label something as a lav hanitek le'esei, it has to be a kiyum esei. It can't be an iser esei. An iser esei is going to exempt malchus. No, the logic runs in the opposite direction. This is so terrible that you're only chametz pesach, in addition to violating a lav ba'yirah, a lav ba'yimatzei, and an iser tashbisa. Oh, an iser tashbisa exempts. An iser tashbisa does not make anything better. In Isra Tashbisa makes things worse. In addition to vying the lavim, I also now am violating an essay. Okay. If you hold that no Tashbisa is a kiyum essay, oh, a kiyum essay of the heishiv esagzila shagaza, that's menatek. And therefore, the chiddush that Reb Chaim writes, before against Menchasina, that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's a kiyum essay, and only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is Barabbas Elav Anita Klesi. How does the Rambam Paskin in this Machlokas Rabin the Chachamim, whether Bir Chametz is only Ayide Sreifa, whether Hashbas is Bechol Davar, guess what? The Rambam Paskin is like the Shita Sachachamim, that Hashbas is Bechol Davar. Which means, according to the Rambam Tashbisu, is an Isser essay, it's not a Kiyum essay. And therefore, if it's an iser esei, it cannot be a lav hanitek l'esei. And therefore, the Rambam writes, the only p'tur of Malkus Rabbanim by Matzei is ein bo maisa, not lav hanitek l'esei. And that's the Rambam's nafkamina, that if you're konan chametz pesach, you cause nimutz, you're going to get Malkus. What do you mean? What happened to nitek l'esei? You know what the answer is? Nitek l'esei is only aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, not aliba de chachamim. The Rambam Bupaskin's hashbasas b'chol davar would not allow for nitek l'esei. That's why the Rambam does not mention any tur malchus because of nitek l'esei. And the Rambam writes, it's only because of ein bo maisa. And then the chiddush of the Rambam, that if you kone chametz al yedei maisa, in such a case, loke. Wow, that's the chiddush Reb Chaim in Aleph Gimel. All of this helps us because Beis Adav Zayin, there's malchus for Bayram by Matzei. But if you argue that's not true, there's never Malkus. There's never Malkus at all. Either because Bayram Matzah does not require a Maisa, so categorically, by essence, by definition, it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, or even if that's true of Yesh Maisein B'Maisa, but it is a Lav Anitek L'Esei, and therefore in a Loke, that would mean no Malkus at all. And if there's no Malkus at all, maybe somewhat surprising that there would be a Machlokus. Based on the Shammai, what is the Shir? What is the Shir? Chatzi Shir is Aser. Because Shir, there's no Malkus. So what exactly is the substance of their Machlokus? So Shagasayi writes a very great Chiddush Sim Pei Aleph, that apparently you see that there's no Isra Chatzi Shir when it comes to Barim by Matzei. You can't put them together. If there's Nisr of Chatz Yishir, and there is no Malkus B'Kishir, you've reduced the Machlokus B'Yisulah B'Shamay B'Yisad Av Zayin to nothing. That can't be. So if you're going to adapt the Rambam Sheet that there is Malkus, okay. But it's like Rover Shonim, there isn't Malkus. You have to argue that the Machlokus is Mutter versus Aser. Mutter versus Aser means that maybe there's no Nisr of Chatz Yishir. That's the Chiddush of Shagasai. That there is no Isra of Chatz Yishir when it comes to Bar Matzah. Well, why would you assume that that's true? Why would one argue indeed that's the case? Maybe one could suggest a couple of possibilities. One source, perhaps the primary source of Chatz Yishir, Yumadaf Ayin Dalet, Kol Chele, Rabbos Chatz Yishir. What exactly is the context? Isra Achila. chela, chela. Maybe one could argue that chatzis shir is not always aser. Maybe chatzis shir applies to isuri achila. Is that just a gzeras hakosav? Shagasari writes, I would say it's not just a gzeras hakosav. I'll tell you why one could argue when it comes to achila that chatzis shir is indeed forbidden. Shagasari writes very simply, but beautiful biur. You're not allowed to eat a kazayas in a vela. You're not allowed to eat a kazayas of chelet. You know what? Let's say a person does this. How do you eat a kazayas? How do you eat a kazayas? You know what? Incrementally, no? You take a bite, and a bite, and a bite, and a bite. And guess what? That if all of that is done within the requisite man, a kazayas toki achilas bras, that's tziruv. That's all called the single ma'isa achila. If I were to ask you the Shagasari, you write the following. Are you only chayiv for the last morsel? No. You're chayiv in a composite sense for the entire achila. The ma'isa achila began here. The ma'isa achila ended there. Maybe you'll tell me the following. I never ate a shir b'basachas. You know what I did? A little. Guess what? Achila, by definition, by essence, is a tziruf of chatzis shir. That's what ma'is achila is. That's what a ma'is achila is. You're not only chayim for the last gulp, you're going to be chayim for the entire ma'is achila from beginning to end. That's the tziruf of kedei achilas pras. Ma'is achila is a tziruf of that which is pachos mikashir. So, well, obviously then, I can't argue when it comes to Yisuri Achila that Achila's Pachos Mikashir is irrelevant. It's Heter Gamor. You're only Chayiv when you cross the finish line for that last tiny bite and not for the holistic Maisa Achila. Mashenkin, when it comes to Shari Surim, I wouldn't necessarily say that that's true. If indeed there is a Shir, maybe typically speaking, that what do you mean? The ma'isever is violated b'vasachas. B'vasachas. How do you know indeed that there's an isra of chatzis shir? So Shagasari suggests the following. Maybe very mistaber to assume that chatzis shir applies to yisuri achila. Number one, the source called chayv. Number two, the lamdas of tziruv. But it doesn't apply when it comes to other isuri. I'll tell you that there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Dalam Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about Melechis Shabbos. Ayin Dalam Aleph is a Sugya of Borer. Mirz Hashem will get there. Sugyan Beitz and Daf Yudalit. No, the Sugya of Borer. There the Gemara is Mefurish. And Chatzis Shir is us, or at least at times, when it comes to Melechis Shabbos. Now the Gemara says the following, B'chi mutul afos pachos mikashir. What, you can engage in afia pachos mikashir. The Gemara quotes a braisa that sometimes Borer is Aser, sometimes Borer is Mutter. The Gemara suggests maybe Borer Pachos Mikashir is Mutter. Yeah, Melechis Shabbos is Mutter Pachos Mikashir. The Chimutter Afos Pachos Mikashir. The Furish in Gemara, Chatzis Shir is Aser when it comes to Melechis Shabbos. Seem against this Chiddush, no? This is known as the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi, that Chatzis Shir is Aser when it comes to Yisrei Achila. Mefurish when it comes to Yisrei Shabbos. But I'll tell you, not fully Mucha. Because it's not obvious in that Gemara that the Gemara is talking about an Issa D'Araisa. Chatzis Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. The Gemara says Chatzis Shir is Asa on Shabbos. Is it so obvious that Chatzis Shir is Asa Min HaTorah on Shabbos? Maybe that's only Issa D'Rabbanan. That's Pashup Shat Rambam. But Rashi is Mefurish not that. Rashi and Shabbos have Ayin Dalet. When the Gemara says Chatzis Shir is Asa when it comes to Melechis Shabbos, Rashi writes because Chatzis Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. Poshim Shad is a din. It's a din d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa. But Shagasari maintains that possibility. Maybe yes, Yisuri Achila, not Shari Yisurim, and not Bayram Bay Matzah. Oh, so even though there's no Malkus, I got that. But where does the Isur begin? If there's no Isur of Chatzis Shir, that's Machlokas, Beisul Beis Shammai. Does it begin with Kazayas? Does it begin with Koseves? Maybe one could disagree on a couple of grounds. Maybe one could argue, as mentioned, no, Chatzi Shir applies b'chol Torah kula, even when it comes to Nani Surya Achila. Or maybe one could suggest the following. I began, no? Why is it that there's an Isser of Bal Yeram B'Matzeh? Is Bal Yeram B'Matzeh a completely independent Isser, unrelated to the Isser Achila? Unrelated to Isser Achila? The Ran, Alaf Menachem Daf Erid, Mesechus Pesachim. The reason that Bal Yeram B'Matzeh Yase is a Siyag Ato Achila. It's a Siyag Ato Achila. You know why the Torah says don't possess Chametz? Because you're used to eating this. And there's an Isser Kares if you eat it. So therefore the Torah forbids Bal Yeram B'Matzeh Ato Achila. Wow, it's Mefurish in Ran. If that really is true, that what's driving the Isser of Bal Yeram B'Matzeh is a Siyag Ato Achila, I could even argue as follows. Even if I'm willing to grant that this Isser Chatzi Shir doesn't apply to Shari Yisuri, it only applies to Yisuri Achila, and maybe it doesn't apply to Melech HaShabbos, but maybe it does apply to Bal Yeram B'Matzeh, because what's driving this Isser B'Matzeh is Ato Achila, Ato Achila. And if Achila is Aser, Bachos Mikashir, maybe in Bal Yeram B'Matzeh is Aser, Bachos Mikashir, maybe yes, maybe no. But it wouldn't be a stira to assume B'Chol HaTorah Kula, no. But Bal Yeram B'Matzeh, yes, because the relationship between Bal Yeram B'Matzeh and this Isser Achila in and of itself. Is there any other reason, maybe to assume why there wouldn't be Isser of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bal Yeram B'Matzeh? Because if there is no Isser, Shagasariya writes, you know what, that's our machlokas, Beisul Beis Shammai. When does the Isser begin? Because there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir. You know, this is already found in the Rishonim. There is Chedush Rabbeinu David, Psachim, Davav Mebeis. He already raises a Safek, he's Mistapek, as to whether it's Nisra Chatz Yishu when it comes to Bal Yeram B'Matzeh. And there is, just take a look, Amaram Chalav and Psachim, Memhei. Mufurish Ram Chalav, that there is a Nisra Chatz Yishu when it comes to Bal Yeram B'Matzeh. This deal in Shai Gassari, it's already found in the Rishon. It's already found in the Chedush Ben Adavid, found Ram Chalav. Any reason to assume why there shouldn't be, or there shouldn't be an Issa? Okay, maybe one is Suri Achila, okay. Maybe another possibility. This is a Chiddush of the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kalelas Aleph Yud Zayin. Prima Gadim writes, you know, we had this earlier in Maseches Beitza, no? Is there a concept of a Siyag? Of course. There could be a concept of a Siyag Daraisa. And of course, there can be Siyag L'Torah as a Din D'Rabbanan. What about a Siyag L'Siyag? A Gzera L'Gzera? A Gzera L'Gzera? Ooh, our sugyas, no? Beis M'Beis, Gamlan Aleph, no? No. Even though it's true that Chamin will make a Siyag L'Torah, you know, Mishmartim is Mishmarti, but lo Mishmeres. You can't have a Siyag L'Siyag. Rashi quotes the pasuk, no? Wow. Prima Gadim raises a very fascinating issue. The fact that our sugya, Beis Daf Gimel, of course, it's appropriate to have a siyag, but not a siyag lisiyag. Is that only because step one is a gzera? Step one is a siyag drabban, a gzera? And we don't allow, Rashi says, an Isser, no? To make a Siyag L'Siyag. You're going to make a hedge around an Isser Drabanan, which itself is only a Siyag? What would happen if one could envision a Siyag Daraisa? Because, Rav Yosef Engel, Lekav Tov, Simen Ches, gives you more than a dozen examples of a Siyag Daraisa. There are a lot of times where the Torah says, don't do A, because it can lead to B. Even though A is an Issa D'Araisa. Avos Rabbi Nosson says, that's the meaning of the Pasuk. Lo sikruvu legalo servosa. You have something which is an Issa Erva, an Issa Nida. the harchakos of arayos are forbidden min haTorah. Ezo siyag she'asasa haTorah l'dvareha. Isn't that what the Torah says? Don't do anything that is going to lead to gili arayos. But those anythings could be surid araysa. Now the Rambam, Avos Rabbi Nasan. The Ran writes the following, Bar Rambam Matzei. Is a siyag daraisa to achila. You're used to eating this. You're going to eat it on Pesach. It's a chiyuv kares. Don't even possess it. Don't even possess it. A kesef Mishnah writes a chiddush. Maybe yes, maybe no. There is an isra of achilas basa b'chalav, and in order to create a siyag to this isra achilas basa b'chalav, kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, writes the Torah said lo savashel. Don't even create the basa b'chalav, lest you come to eat it. Mishras Anavim. A Nazir can't drink wine. The Nazir should not even have the sediment of grapes because it can lead to Shtiyas Yayin. These are all Yisuri Daraisa. But you know what? A Siyag Daraisa. Let me ask you the following. If I have a Siyag Daraisa, can I couple that with another siyag daraisa? A siyag l'siyag daraisa? I would argue, no. Just like you can't have a gzera l'gzera. A gzera that ad kan. Otherwise, in the davar sof. You can have one precautionary step, but not two precautionary steps. Even if you assume a siyag is a din daraisa. A din daraisa. The Prima Gadim writes, ooh, a harifus, no? Mishras Anavim is a siyag daraisa to shtiyas yayin. And chatzi shir, yumdaf ayin dalet, chaz yisterufe, you're going to eat a chatzi shir. Eating a chatzi shir can lead you to eating a complete shir. That's the chiddush that the Prima Gadim writes. Chatzi shir is nisr siyag. Mishras Anavim is nisr siyag. Wow. So there would no iser of a chatzi shir of mishras anavim for nazir. That would be a siyag l'siyag. That's overreaching. The Megadim writes, Vayiran by Matzei, Ran Mefurish, a siyag ato achila. Chatzi shir is a siyag ato sir shalim. The Megadim writes the Chiddush, that you know what? That would be a siyag l'siyag. And therefore, there is no Isra of Chatzi Shir on Bayram Matzeh. Wow. If there's no Isra of Chatzi Shir for Bayram Matzeh, good in Oloke, but that's the Machlokas and Beitz and Dav Zayin when the Shir begins. I would just add one Ha'ara in closing. The Rambam writes a Chatzi Shir, Chametz Pesach is awesome. Why is it us? Why is it asa? Chatzi shir asa min haTorah. That's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, take a look, Aleph Gimel. You know why chatzi shir chametz is asa? Because the pasuk says, v'lo yiachel chametz. Any achilas forbid, even pachus mikashir. They're fascinating ha'ara. The Rambam b'chola tokurul writes, chatzi shir is asa as a siyag of chazi starufe. In Chametz, the Rambam writes that there's a gzeres hakasu, that chatzi shir is indeed asa. Maybe one should suggest, even if you agree to the self structure of the Prima Gadim, one could still disagree and argue as follows. This would be true when it comes to Mishras Anavim, where it's a siyag l'siyag, chatzi shir Mishras Anavim, but chatzi shir of Chametz of Pesach, the Rambam writes chatzi shir of Chametz is asa by Pesach because of psukim regarding the Isra Chametz. Maybe that's not the typical siyag of chatzi shir b'chol haTorah kula, and I think there'll be nafkaminas. Whether it's us because of chatzi shir, or whether it's us because of the gzeres hakasa of v'lo yechal chametz. But that's the chiddush that Prima Gadim writes, that maybe there is no iser of chatzi shir, and then our sugya. So therefore, if there's no iser of chatzi shir, when does the shir begin? Well, the answer is beisilo, beishamai, gazayis, ukaveitsa. Even if there is no Malkus, but the Nafkamina Daraisa, when it comes to the beginning of indeed this Isser. So take a look at these makaros, take a look at that Shagas Aryeh. But the fascinating deal, what exactly is the nafkamin in our sugya? When the Gemara thought, achila, that's clear. Once the Gemara reduces its lay nafkamina when it comes to Vayra Matzeh, so what exactly is indeed the nafkamina? Is there Malkus? Maybe at times yes, the Rambam Shita. But even if not, maybe there is no Isser of Chatzishir. And therefore the nafkamina is the threshold where the Isser of Vayra Matzeh begins. Okay.